Good afternoon, Jim. This is N0TR Mobile.
NKO4 LEO. Good afternoon, Tom. How you doing?
Sitting here at the trash dump waiting for Bernice to get done putting in the plastic stuff. How's your day?
Recycling center myself. I've got a bunch of boxes I got to get rid of.
Good day. Wasn't hardly anybody there. Dave Watson says, I think he said Wednesday was a good day. Bernice was going to take it tomorrow, or tell me to take it tomorrow. And I said, no, that's Friday. Everybody will be there. So I decided to do it today. Oh, nothing eventful today. I went down, had a blood draw down at the hospital, and come back home to homemade biscuits and gravy and one of our eggs and some homemade raspberry jelly.
The most well-fed ham radio operator in the upstate.
Yes, and this last doctor I went to, the gastroenterologist, says, oh, your iron's low. So now I got to do an endoscope and a colonoscopy. I don't know how my iron's low as well as Bernice feeds me.
Onions, man.
Hi. That, yeah, or sauerkraut and weenies. No, I'll pass.
Y'all is, she's a big one on chicken livers, boy, and I can't stand them.
He was a police officer, a lieutenant on the Wichita Police Force. He just loved chicken, or gizzards, wasn't it, Bernice?
Yeah,
it was gizzards. They always looked kind of gross to me when we was kids, and mom and dad, you know, butchered chickens, and so I tried them. They ain't bad, but livers, no, nothing with the liver in it that I consider very tasty, put it that way.
This afternoon it is, isn't it?
Awesome, Jim, I'll tell you. And I don't know if you know it or not, but I recently had triple bypass surgery on August the 4th, and I guess W2T had triple bypass surgery a month or two before that.
He had bypass surgery, but man, I tell you what, you're getting to where you're starting to feel better.
I got a lot of aches and pains and pills and bills, absolutely. And without that, I was doomed for a heart attack. They said that when they did the catheterization, he come back out and told my wife, I can't put a stent in it. Looks like spaghetti. So hopefully it'll extend my life a few years.
Very good. That's, that bypass surgery is sometimes pretty tough.
Cardiologist yesterday said it was about the top of the line as far as being the worst. You know, they put you on a heart-lung machine and all that, and he just, how did he put it, Bernice? He just said it was one of the worst, didn't he? Or was the worst. But hopefully Bernice won't have to have it. She's got a calcified mitral valve, but they said as long as it don't bother her, she's fine. And that's another rough one because they got a new open heart. But, what, Bernice?
Where are you going?
Well, you want to go to Lowe's, didn't you?
You got your wallet.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got my wallet. I went up to the dump and forgot my wallet. Guess I better turn around, Jim. I went past my corner here by about a block or two.
But it's nice to talk to you, Tom, and, you know, just like a Timex watch, man, you need to keep that heart, keep on ticking.
Very, very true. And kudos to the Air Force for their B-2 mission here a while back, because I know you're an Air Force veteran. That's just beyond belief what those boys did. 73, Jim. This is N0TR.
KO4 KO4 LEO, Bess Bernice, and we'll talk to you later, Tom. KO4 LEO, clear.